Hey guys, welcome back to the Answer KZN Fishing Report. This is the 12th of August 2022 and KZN, what a week of fishing it has been. Now it has been a bit trying with the weather conditions. It has been exploding on the social media front with the dead fish in Isipingo. And we've even had Garrick being caught by hand. So this week has produced some very interesting news. And all we can say is that the only thing that's been putting the anglers off this past week has been the weather, because apart from that, the fishing has been absolutely fantastic. So even the baddest days has produced some good results along the entire KZN coastline. So with your offshore fishing, the sea has been very welcoming. However, the fishing has not been that easy. But in saying that, there's still been a plenty of fish on all facets. With regards to your rock and surf, a real mixed bag, but some proper size fish that's been coming out. As for the freshwater, plenty of fish being caught on all facets, which Jan is going to tell us all about later on in the show. But for now, special thanks to the Kingfisher, and this is their featured product for the week.
Q-Fish Reel Protector fights corrosion, lubricates reels, and displaces water. Many multi-purpose oils are not plastic safe and run the risk of damaging your reel and your fishing line. Q-Fish is tested to be 100% plastic and nylon safe and features excellent corrosion protection properties against saltwater environments, whilst acting as a high-performance cleaner and moisture repellent. Q-Fish fights corrosion, lubricates, displaces water.
That's right, guys. As mentioned before, we know of Q20. This is Q-Fish, and it is designed for our products. And more than anything, it is available at Kingfisher and all other leading tackle stores. Now, kicking off the fishing report, as always, down the south coast, with your areas being Port Edward, Ramsgate, Margate, Yvongo, Shelly Beach, and Port Shepston. Well, guys, I can't say that the fishing in that area, I just got the report this morning, and it is absolutely fantastic. There is fish being caught all over that stretch of beach. So now we've got loads and loads of bronze bream, and I'm talking proper size bronze bream, some real fatties out there. And along with that bronze bream is the blacktails, and I'm talking blacktails that are so big that you can't even see the black spot on it. The guys are having an absolute blast. As for the cob and garrick, they're still on the bite, still one or two coming out at Margate Pier. There's been some grey sharks and some rockard, some catfish rockard, yellow belly rockard, all along your Port Edward Splash Rock area as well. But on the offshore side, there has been some tuna that's still on the bite, but they are not the big ones. They are about the plus minus 6 kilo ones. And to elaborate on the offshore fishing, we've got Jan from Lucky Sands Fishing Charters, who's going to tell us a little more about it.
A good day, fellow anglers. This is Jan from Lucky Sands in Shelly Beach. Fishing for the past week hasn't been good. Few small tunas came out. Bottom fish are coming one. I think it's due to the weather. We had some rain, the water's dirty and cold. So let's see next week. The report might be better. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. And in sticking with that offshore news, guys, I just got a report yesterday at Shelly Beach. There was a boat that flipped over. Now, fortunately, no injuries, but the angler was trapped under his boat. So, guys, please, when we're heading out there, there are seas that are rough. And please be careful. We're approaching the windy season, and we are going to be having some big seas. So, rather go too slow than too fast. Now, moving on to the Mid-South Coast, your areas of Scottburger, Pennington, and Rocky Bay. Well, guys, the cob fishing is still quite good at the moment. There's still a lot of stumpies on the bite, as well as some blacktails. Unfortunately, the shad has gone, so if you're chasing those, that you're not going to get much of that. And after the thunderstorm that happened over this past week, the conditions are looking very good. Now, on Saturday, there is a bit of rough conditions coming through in the evening, but apart from that, everything else is looking quite favorable to have some bending rods over this coming weekend. As for the offshore fishing in that area, I've heard lots of cooter and some nice size ones, all averaging between 6 to 26 kilos that's been on the bite, and that is from your ski boat guys as well as your kayak anglers. Now moving on to the area which is the topic of the week, and that is Isipingo Estuary. Guys, it is absolutely shocking to see what's been going on. The videos has been trending all over the social media channels. We've been doing our digging as much as we could to get some detailed information on this. However, it's still very hush-hush with what we can get from the officials in charge. And as far as we know, it is a sewage spill. So the water is highly contaminated, high mercury levels. It is really bad. It's a no-go area. Do not go and touch any fish around that area. It is, as we get more information, we will update you more about it. But for now, stay away from Isipingo Estuary. Now moving on to Durban, we've got Mike V with this week's fishing report, and this is what he has to say.
How's it, bud? Yeah, the fishing's been a bit quiet the last couple of days. There's been some edible fishing, scratching, bond bream, odd stumpy, grunter, a couple shared around. Saw some pictures of Garrick starting now, a little bit late, but they're starting, which is fine. The bays had some lovely grunter in it. The guys are putting in long hours though for those fish. Saw one or two snappers. There was a cob or two as well, but not a lot. It's been very quiet. The sards did make a pitch up, but disappeared again. I haven't heard much on that side. Yeah, deep sea snook are missing. There was a handful caught on Saturday morning, I think it was. The bottoms and all that was quiet. Unfortunately, it's been a quiet week in the angling side, but there's been 2 days of settled weather, should be some good. And then the weekend again looks like it's going to be a blowout on Saturday night. So yeah, we'll just have to wait and see how it goes. Thanks, my buddy.
Thank you so much for that, Mike. Always great to get your information and your intel as to what's been going on. So yes, guys, it has been a bit of a rough week due to the weather, but that never stopped the rods from bending. And yes, guys, the Garrick is certainly on the bite. Jesse from Bolito is going to tell us a little more about that just now. But before that, we've got Brad Krobler with this week's offshore fishing report for Durban.
Well, good evening, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. Guys, fishing over the last week. Yeah, the sea conditions have been pretty favorable with still lots of sardines around. Yeah, this time of year, what we've been mainly getting is a lot of the Protea bream in that 50 meter area, couple of doggers, yes, your general slingers, soldiers, rock hards. There have been a couple of snook running off the Blue Lagoon area, but once again, they hit and a miss. Yeah, guys, so yeah, once again, keep it tight, keep it tidy, and remember your quotas.
Thank you so much for that, Brad. Once again, reiterating what Mike has just said, with the on and off days of fishing due to the weather, which I'm sure we can expect as we get into August and September. And to continue with the weather conditions as well as this week's fishing report, we are now in Bolito with Jesse from the Kingfisher Bolito Branch. He is now based in Salt Rock and now coming through with the latest info from that area as well.
Morning, Vinesh. Morning, listeners. Hope everybody's well. And dealing with the bad seas that we've got in the last day now, well, because I'll tell you what, I haven't been down to see the ocean, but I've seen a couple of pictures and I've heard it from my house throughout the night and during the morning when I was getting ready. And I'll tell you what, the ocean is massive at the moment. So not much fishing to be done there, but when the seas settle a little bit, you guys know the story. Especially the rock and surf guys, the fishing turns on quite nicely, so something to look forward to there. And it's always good to get a little bit of turbulence in the water to stir up the sediment and everything and get the species feeding. So yeah, we've got something to look forward to. I've been situated at the new Kingfisher Salt Rock branch in the last 2 weeks, getting the shop up and running. And it's nice to see a couple of different faces and stories and all of that stuff compared to the usual Bolito branch that I normally get on a weekly basis. And, you know, while we're setting up the shop, I've kept the doors open and I've spoken to a lot of guys from the area here, getting to know them. And I tell you what, the guys here have been reporting some really decent fish, and it's much the same as the reports we get from Bolito, just different perspectives and a couple of new spots that the guys have been talking about. You know, the locals down here in Salt Rock and Sheffield have their little tricks and tips and everything, and it's quite interesting. And I have heard of a heck of a lot of bronze bream coming out in this area specifically. So things are looking good here. The shad seem to have slowed down slightly, but from last week, but definitely not the end of it. We will it will go up and down. It's going to fluctuate slightly for the next couple of weeks, especially with the sea being like this. And then the main thing that I can report, and this is now on the skis, on the boats, from the surf, all of that, is that the garrick, what most people now know as the return shoals of garrick, are starting to make an appearance. So we've had a heck of a lot of reports of guys catching garrick all the way up from Richards Bay down to Durban. Really, we even saw an article in the North Coast Courier of the guys that caught a garrick by hand, or apparently 15 kilos by hand, which is something special, and that was at Salmon Bay. So if that's happening, you know, the garrick must be wild. So that's good to see. I think the garrick will make up the vast majority of people's endeavors over the next couple of weeks, especially considering the fact that we didn't really have a good garrick season because of the floods and the dirty water. It was almost like the garrick completely skipped us and went straight north. We had quite a significant season at Richards Bay and surrounding areas. Other than that, not a heck of a lot. So I think the guys that normally need to get their garrick fix once a year, if you didn't get it in the last couple of months, then now is definitely the time, and you should really consider going down. Probably not today because of the size of the ocean, but definitely, you know, in the next couple of days or next couple of weeks, and get your garrick. Yeah, other than that, a couple of smaller species around. I haven't heard of a lot of stumpies and all of that coming out from the surf. On the boat, the guys are still catching a couple of tuna and one or two snook, but mainly garrick. So yeah, and guys, please, I think the garrick must have recovered somewhat from the annual slaughter that the guys get involved in, especially in the North Coast area. So every bit helps. And I think if we can keep it down to bag limits or less, we'd be looking at a better recovery. And going forward, we just need to bear in mind that it's a declining species, and we need to look after them. Yeah, guys, good luck for the next week. Don't forget to send your reports in. Come into the fishing shops and have a chat. If anybody's in the Salt Rock area, you can come through to the new Salt Rock branch. It's at the Tiffany's Mall, opposite the Sasol Garage. And yeah, come have a look. Come say how's it, and have a chat. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Well, yes, once again, reiterating how big those seas are. But yeah, it's not really a bad thing because it's bound to stir up things a bit. And once again, Jesse bragging about the bronze bream that seems to be all around KZN at the moment. But more than anything, that garrick, the return shoals, it is certainly garrick time. And all I can say is that if a guy can catch a garrick of 15 kilos by hand, surely we can't miss. We can definitely go out there and get our fix. And while you're out there, make sure to pop into that new Kingfisher Salt Rock brunch and say how's it to Jesse, get the latest advice and what to use for that fish. Now moving on up the North Coast to Imtanzini Banks, we are with Nick with this week's fishing report.
Good morning, Vinesh. Oh, that was a long weekend. The campsite was full. There were hundreds of people in town, but they were mainly there to do what you call the Imtanzini bush run. That was on Sunday. Some of the guys that were here on holiday did go fishing, and they got a mixed bag of fish, small sharks, you know, the little phobia hammers, puffer fish, pompanos, not the snub nose or long fin pompano, but the spotted pompanos. Very small cop, none that I know of that made size, but lots of them. And the guys that went up to the mouth, both sides, called garrick, so they're still there. On Saturday, the Rock and Surf Club are fishing against the Sea Boat Club. There is actually a trophy. Whoever catches the most garrick, or whichever club, the other ski boat or and the fishing club catches the most fish, they declare the winners. And the bragging goes on for another year until August next year, and we have to do it all over again. Currently the ski boat has had this trophy about 5 years, and that's mainly because on the day nobody's caught a garrick. So the last garrick caught was by Linton Mark. He's now living in East London, and that was the only garrick caught that day, so the ski boat club won that. But in the river, the guys have been catching a lot of river bream. I haven't heard of any snapper being caught for a little while now. Although the guys are using loud bait, especially up at the mouth area, to see if they can get inside the garrick. But there's lots of juvenile fish, and we've got a naughty pelican here. And he even chases after the kids to take bait out of their hands. On Sunday, he got himself wrapped up in line. He's now got two hooks in his body that I know of. And young Ross used his cast net to catch the pelican. And Isabella were in attendance, and we managed to subdue the pelican, handling very gently. We cut the hook as close to the line, sorry, as close to the hook as we could. And it was interesting, while he was still in the cast net and we were getting him out, he regurgitated his food, and he had a mullet and a small stump nose in his, you know, in that pouch, together with a whole handful of sardines. Now, I told Isabella, guys, listen, these pelicans don't walk in the shop and buy sardines. People are feeding them. And, you know, this is why this thing is becoming a problem animal. We decided we were going to relocate it. But the problem is apparently at this time of year, these pelicans are meant to be up Mozambique somewhere. So the chances of them flying back here are great, because he knows where he's going to get food. So, we'll see what happens this week. You see, not many guys went out. In fact, I think over the weekend I only pushed three boats on Sunday, Saturday. None on Sunday, then on Monday the weather turned. We had a big storm here. Luckily we didn't have the hail that Richard Bay had. Yeah, no, the catches over the weekend were only bottoms, no tuna or anything else. Fair-sized cob, one boat got one slinger and one morph grunter. But the bulk of the catches over the weekend were cop. Two boats have gone out today. Yeah, we'll see what happens later when they return. But guys, have a good weekend. The weather doesn't look too bad this weekend for fishing. So, yeah, come up, have a go. See if you can catch a garrick more than the ski boat club and more than the angling club.
Thank you so much for that, Nick. I'm glad to hear the campsites were full. Tourism is always a big part in KZN. And very interesting news on that Garricom. 5 years standing and still no one has beat that record. Well done to that angler 5 years ago. But with the Garrick that's been out and about at the moment, we certainly got a shot to get that. As for that pelican, well, good luck. I like your analogy on saying a pelican doesn't walk into the shop to buy sardines. So with his mouth being full of fish, looks like now we are feeding pelicans as well. Now moving up out of Mtanzini into Richards Bay, well, we've got a fresh report from Ali, and she has just got off the boat. She's been fishing throughout the night, and this is her report for this week.
Hi guys, I hope you are well. Over the past week, we had an eastern wind and reverse current that made it a bit difficult for deep sea anglers to catch some bottoms, but anglers managed to land a couple of hillback salmon, as well as some plenty of slingers that were caught on jigs. There's also a lot of snake being caught around the north and south side. In our harbour, some anglers caught a few garricks on the north pier and on the ski boats by the south pier early mornings using live razor bellies or jigs. There's also some snapper salmon and flatheads being caught, as well as some smaller soldiers and sharks. In our estuary, there's our usual stingrays and small kingies and some perch being caught as well. Thanks guys, that's all for now. Tight lines everyone.
Thank you so much for that, Ellie. Now to round off our KZN report on the saltwater side, we are in St. Lucia and Cape Vidal, where the shad is still ridiculously on the bite. This is going on for the last 2 months now. So the shad is out there, thick and full, day and night. Apart from the shad, though, the guys are getting some good garrick with sliding baits, as well as some cob. And then in the Cape Vidal area, you are getting your garrick on spoons, as well as some kingfish on the bite as well. As for the offshore side, lots of reports on tuna, snook, as well as the odd cooter, which still is around. Very interesting times indeed. So that rounds off our saltwater report. Now, what about the freshwater? Well, who better to give it to us than Jan from Kingfisher, Peter Maritzburg.
Hi there, Jan here from Kingfisher Maritzburg. With the recent rains and followed by the monster hailstorm in Peter Maritzburg earlier this week, it certainly seems that spring and summer are trying to get a foot in the door. The current weather patterns are certainly much more akin to summer than it is to winter, but we need to be careful about what we say, as there's usually a sting in the tail. And the last 2 years have seen a good snowfall in the last weekend in August. The forecast for this weekend, as well as the long-range forecast for later next week, has a bit of dubious weather in it. So let's rather wait and see what happens before we start placing any bets. As reported last week, the weather held for last weekend for the finals of the Tops Corporate Challenge up in Nottingham Road. That is, at least there wasn't any rain or snow as per the forecast, which you looked at some 10 days prior to the event. The fishing on Friday was good for most anglers, but being August and half the tail end of winter and half the start of spring, the fish were somewhat iffy and the fishing wasn't roses for all. To make things more fun, quote unquote, there was a frontal system which came through in the course of Saturday morning, which put the fish down and put them in zip-lip mode, and the returns declined correspondingly. That being said, I am one very happy angler and able to report that the team of which I was a part in pulled the proverbial rabbit, or shall we say the trout, right out of the hat, and we won the event. Before anybody asks what the magic fly was, the fish were iffy to say the very least, and it was a case of try anything, because you might just get a bite on whatever you put in the water. One thing I can say is that contrary to the norm for this late in the season is that colour, and that is your standard orange, was still working, as well as minnow patterns, which is slightly odd because they're not really usually around now this late in the season. As for the rest, your standard mix of woolly buggers and nymphs, and in particular, a gold-ribbed hairsear was mentioned predominantly. With the weather seemingly playable, the anglers of the Natal Fly Fishers Club were also out in abundance, taking advantage of the clear skies, making full use of the long weekend, resulting from the Women's Day public holiday earlier this week. The NFFC has a number of anglers of the fairer sex, and it was good to see them featuring in the returns. To be expected, there were a number of blank, i.e. no catch returns from Saturday and Sunday while the frontal system made itself felt. But prior and post the system, there were some good numbers of fish across the board, measuring up to that 53cm, 21-inch bracket. As we mentioned last week, the Tops Finals is essentially the last event in the winter Stillwater calendar, and the countdown has now officially begun to 1 September, which signals the start of the Trout River season. So it's time to polish your river sticks and get those fly boxes stocked, and pop into the Kingfisher Maritzburg and come and chat to me if the river is on your summer agenda. On the bass front, the fishing has been on the slow side and probably not helped by the frontal system over the weekend. But there were two fish of over 3 kilos and another of around 2.5 kilos which were reported from Albert Falls this week. Prior to the front, the fishing was seemingly picking up. One report had a group of anglers putting 11 fish to the boat. I've had no word from Midmar, unfortunately, and the talk on the socials is still pretty much about the pre-spawn, and tactics that have been suggested are fishing shaky heads and swim baits. There was a good report on carp being taken on fly recently from Albert Falls, and more anglers are seemingly gearing up for these tackle busters. Patterns include large dries like foam hoppers and wet flies like a weighted white death, and again your weighted nymphs like a gold-ribbed hairsear or pheasant tails, which can then also be suspended below the large dry fly in the famous hopper-dropper system. Carp are generally quite shy, however, so if you are targeting surface-feeding fish, you need to be able to get a fairly decent cast out so that you can lead the fish in the direction they are feeding. Get you close and they will simply turn 180 and head off in the opposite direction. I've also had some good reports on the Umkamas system this week, and the scaly, that is Natal yellowfish fishing, is starting to get on the go. Water temperature is still on the low side, but crystal clean waters are affording some excellent sight fishing, and some great fish have been reported, predominantly on subsurface patterns, again your nymphs, tatties and small jig buggers. One report, however, mentioned that the small stuff simply wasn't working, and the fish were taken on a large minnow pattern. Well, go figure, as they say, and as we say time and time again, the fish simply do not read the same rule book as we are, and you might just have to step right outside the box to tickle their interest. I cannot recall when I last caught a scaly, so I'm looking forward to reporting on the NFFC Scaly Clinic that is taking place on Umkamas in the first weekend in September. In the meantime, guys, tackle up, throw a line, stop by the Kingfisher in Maritzburg for the best in tackle advice, and we'll chat again next week.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Always great to hear from you. And congratulations on winning the event last week. I know you were prepping and planning quite hard. Looks like a mixed bag of flies was the one that did the trick. And yeah, although the bass fishing has slowed down a bit due to the colder weather that happened, we are all still waiting in anticipation for that big fish to come through, because it is pre-spawn season. It's time to go and aim for our personal best once again. So guys, that rounds off the KZN fishing report for this week. Looks like we are in for some good days and bad days due to the weather. However, the fish are still here. So just put in those hours when you get a gap, when the weather's looking good. Let's make sure we are out there in the right feeding zones to get those rods bending. Guys, that rounds off our report for this week. I am your host, Vinesh Sugrim, and as always, it's been an absolute pleasure trying to get you into those feeding zones. But make sure, this is KZN, and we are going to keep it clean and safe. Don't forget, stay away from Mr. Pingo, and wherever else you are fishing, keep your fishing area tidy, respect the bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making the show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Durban, Warner Beach, Ballito, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg.